Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
TNT, like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh Blue in the studio later on, making fun of Craig. I will make sure he makes fun of Craig. So make sure you don't stammer or stutter in front of him today, Craig. He'll be mean.
You know, he's going to be mean.
Guys with his own afflictions, like the bully people.
They do take it out on others. They're projecting.
Yeah. And Jamie Kennedy's going to phone the program, too. We ever talked to Jamie?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I think so, in the past, somewhere along the way.
Years ago, he had that.
He did a documentary about comedy where he would get people that don't like him, and he would talk to them.
Oh.
It was really funny.
Yeah, that's something we wouldn't want to do.
No.
I get enough of that.
But he edited it really well where they were the douchebags. We could do that, yeah.
I think we talked to him before that prank show that he had the WB,
right.
The Jamie Kennedy experience.
Oh, that might have been it. Yeah. New leader in the Deadpool? Who died a couple days ago, Craig?
Julie Gibson.
Who was that?
An old actress.
Okay. Recognize her?
We have a solo hit of some kind?
No.
No, a bunch of hits here.
A bunch.
No, 40-some-odd people had...
What was she from?
Julie Gibson. Apparently.
Did you ever get a hold of Len Dog?
He's right here.
Because he's right here.
Yeah, you just told him.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah, we got the text and the email thing figured out, I guess.
Okay.
Good. Glad you worked out your communication problems.
Oh, yeah.
Julie Gibson, an American former singer, radio, TV, film actress. Apparently, she was known for her work opposite the Three Stooges in a couple of their films.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. So she had to be in her hundreds, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
106, I think.
Really?
Yeah. It was 19, no wonder there were so many hits. Birth year. And there wasn't a communication problem. I got the text. Mm-hmm. I just forgot to look at it again. I read it. And
a communication problem.
Yeah. No, I got it.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Yeah,
Craig, it's an internal communication problem.
Yeah. Yeah, but the communication process is then you respond.
Didn't penetrate his beard.
Yeah.
So would we recognize her from an old Three Stooges clips? Okay.
No, but 41 players had the 106-year-old Julie Gibson.
106.
Yeah,
man,
I wasn't kidding.
Makes you think.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes you think you might not want to make it that long.
So is there a site out there that lists celebrities who are over 100 years old?
Yes.
I'm curious where these people... I never heard of this woman. How do these people know?
There's a site called like Dead or Alive that has a bunch of research on it.
Yep.
And they list centenarians. Famous centenarians.
Well, no, but you can sort them by age.
Age, right.
Okay.
Right. Did you have her, Craig?
No.
That's just taking a flyer on somebody's 105.
Well, that's hardly a flyer.
No, it's hardly a flyer, but, you know, it isn't a guarantee at all. If you're 105, good chance you make it to 106. As much as somebody with cancer or something, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Or something hardcore.
Yeah, well, they do say if you make it to 105, you got a good chance to make it to 108 or 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you Google just famous people over 100, there's plenty of stuff here where you get a list of. Yeah.
But even notable, well, this girl was obviously famous in her day. It's been a long time.
I think you did that earlier, didn't you, Craig? That story earlier? That there is a hump? Or if you make it past 100.
Well, I think that's your 50s.
Yeah, you've got a few. No, it's over 100. Oh, you got another few years in you.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's the last thing you want
to
hear.
Much to your disappointment.
What?
Oh, God.
What?
So, some of the players that had Julie Gibson include but are not limited to six-fisted breech baby. We almost start with A. We start with the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
And then we go to Alan Alda.
So six is actually they wrote down the number six.
Yeah, okay. The number. Yeah. Alan Alda had Julie Gibson, as did.
He loves being mentioned in the same breath as six-fisted breech baby. And
who
Alan
doesn't?
Alda. Yeah. Alan Alda is such a sweet man.
Ambidextrous masturbator gets a hit, and congratulations for that, by the way.
Yeah, because you're ambidextrous, but you can't do that, right?
I'm not ambidextrous.
Well, you write with your left hand, and you throw with your right hand. That's it. More ambidextrous than the rest of us.
Yeah. No.
But you can't masturbate both?
No. Well, I mean, sure. I would really have to try.
That's what I mean. Well, we all can try, but
I haven't given it
really
that
good.
Much of an effort.
No, I think you're supremely talented if you can get the job done with either hand.
Oh, yes. That's ambidextrous.
Yeah. Forget batting from both sides of the plate.
No.
That is talent.
Yeah.
Christie's goose poop slip trip gets a hit.
That's an old story.
Yeah.
So's the Cool Whip Bandit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's an old story.
Cool Whip.
And Craig's redhead nurse gets a hit.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Anytime she
wants that. To. I wish I had something behind that
one. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
But I don't. There's nothing
yes,
there.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, an official fan
page. I bet I would.
Actually, instead of a gross meme, the unofficial fan page actually posted some pictures of a chick, and you were supposed to guess whose fantasy each chick would coincide with. But they didn't have, like, a brunette Italian chick up there for you. There was a redhead up there for Craig. There was a chick in a Bronco shirt for Petey.
I missed it.
Yeah,
was that the unofficial page?
There was a sheep for Puss.
Those guys are hardcore, man.
A blonde Norwegian woman for me.
Got it. The Norwegian.
A statuesque Nordic woman. I guess I do kind of have a type. I mean,
well, your wife looks like that, but the other ones you've dated didn't look like
no,
that.
No, they
right?
didn't.
Exactly.
They were...
Our type is women that like us.
Yeah. The type of women.
Guys that lie. I mean, guys that could pick and choose. Like, I don't know, let's say Hugh Hefner could just say, oh, I want to be with you. He always picked statuesque blondes. Most guys like who likes them. And then you adjust to what they look like.
Is that an Office Space? But when they're arguing about type, you know, type of woman I like, type of woman who have sex with me.
I don't know where that comes from,
but I stole it from a movie.
Right.
But yeah, that was my type earlier. Yeah. But yeah, you know, hey, if I had my choice, I would marry a statuesque blonde Scandinavian woman.
With no beard, like Puss. That's why I like Puss in those boots. He's statuesque, blonde, and...
No.
Well, it's not really brown.
Yep. He's everything.
Blondish.
But
oh,
his hair is not blonde. Oh, never okay. has
it's
been.
It's dirty, dirty brown, then, or dirty blonde.
Increasingly gray.
Yeah. By the way, you could go as that referee, by the way, if we were Halloween.
But thank God I don't have to.
I know. Easy costume.
I would say I'd borrow a shirt from Cleet, but that thing's going to be way too small.
Yeah, that'd be a bigger shirt, but...
Does he get those tailor-made?
I have to assume.
Yeah.
I'd have to find some dumpy Foot Locker employee to borrow a shirt from.
Well, there's plenty of those out there. That was Boston throwing myself under, which is what we all do.
Hey,
we all do that.
Truth is truth,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is.
The Astros just a win away from the World Series.
Good.
That
get rid
game
of
five is tonight.
Screw the Yankees. Get rid of them.
If you didn't see anything beyond the first quarter of the football game last night, it was unnecessary.
Yeah, right. The Broncos suck.
Troy Aikman even thought so.
I know. I love that. What did Troy Aikman say, Puss?
Here, let me get the exact quote.
This is a great quote. And LD's a Bronco fan, but he's a realist. He's a realist.
He can handle it.
Right.
Sometimes your team just sucks.
Yeah. And with the starting quarterback,
and,
too.
And the buddy of mine that posted this on Facebook is a Bronco fan.
Yeah.
The quote from Troy Aikman was, quote, "This is about as bad a football as I've seen. I'm surprised there's still this many people in the stadium."
Man. That's hardcore.
Man. I mean,
that's hardcore for a major announcer. Well, the most major announcer saying it just blatantly.
Well, that's him going, if y'all have something else to watch, go ahead.
Right.
Like baseball.
Even that was close for a little bit. Right?
That was out of hand.
Was it?
It ended up 8-3.
It was 3-1 for a while, and the Yankees left a lot of guys on base. I saw that. Yeah.
That's as close as the Yankees got. 3-1.
And Mahomes, a dislocated patella. Did you see them snap it back into place?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah. But then he walked off, and Puss said he might be a dislocated kneecap. Sometimes takes 3 weeks.
Yeah, the word I saw this morning was even if he did no ligament damage, probably about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's no tibial plateau fracture, but still looked pretty ugly.
Oh, just when that thing popped back into place,
could you hear him?
Now my knee hurts.
No, but my stomach turned just a little bit.
They should have put a mic on it.
Those parabolic mics on the side, you'd think they could pick up the pop.
Or guys farting on the sidelines. I'd like to hear more of that.
Oh, you know NFL Films has got a vault somewhere.
Oh, my tibia! That's the audio.
Fart noises.
Yeah. Wish we had someone who was medically accurate.
Oh, my tibia! Whatever. We hear is tibia when you say that. Nobody hears anything else.
Plateau. Plateau makes a lot of difference.
You're the one that knows the difference. We don't.
Right.
It's tibia. How's your tibia?
Oh, my tibia!
More importantly, your son says that's still bothering you. So yell at him.
He hasn't lately. Yeah. He's not been as much a dick as a lot of my friends.
Who's he talking about?
I don't care. Probably you, Craig.
Probably.
Probably you.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. I'd defend you, but I don't care.
Exactly. There is picture, maybe video out there from China.
China.
It's this 4-year-old Chinese boy got his head stuck in what they call security bars. It's more of a frame that goes around a window.
Yeah.
So there is actually kind of a bottom thing.
They grease up the Chinese boy to get him out?
No. Ooh, he's four stories up.
Oh.
He gets out on this kind of frame thing, slips through. The only thing that stops him is his fat head.
So his shoulders got through, but his head stopped.
Yes.
So he's going sideways. So he's hanging basically by his head.
Yes. There's pictures of this.
Oh,
he's four stories up.
How'd they save him?
They went up there and pried the bars apart.
Oh, I did see the picture. Was that he did have a fat head, didn't he? That's coming from me, man.
Have such an incident as a child where your head saved you from slipping through the fence?
No, I couldn't get through anything like that. My head, I couldn't get it. As a child, that's something that would have to be now. I'd slip through something.
You said they pried the bars apart, but did they have something underneath of them or just let them
fall? Yeah, it was firefighters. Yeah, it was professionals.
Be careful. He's hanging from the outside. I can't.
It was professionals that had this together.
We forgot to have somebody catch him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And the neighbors were four stories down with a blanket ready to catch
that
the kid.
That ain't going to work all the time.
Yeah, but probably not.
No.
But they were going to try.
Yeah, anything's better than not, yeah.
They saw it in a cartoon.
Yeah, boing.
And there.
You might be able to slow him down.
Obviously, well, you can break his fall. You didn't die. But how far? Four stories?
Four stories.
Yeah. You know what? Did I see the right picture? Not only was his head fat, he's a big fat kid, too?
I don't know. Okay. What I saw was too far away.
Okay. Maybe I'm looking at another fat Chinese kid this morning.
All right.
Well,
I don't know what website
he
I was
couldn't
on.
Have been too.
I saw that photo flipped around this morning, but I didn't think anything of it, so I didn't read the headline. But it looked like a fat kid all around, didn't it?
I didn't see a close enough picture.
Him too fat.
That's an issue in China,
too. That's what I mean, yeah.
Kids
his head was really fat.
Kids are getting fatter in China. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing this kid's head was fat.
Good point.
Yeah. Saved him.
Thank God you got a huge melon on top of your shoulders there.
That's what the Chinese cops told him.
That's what his grandfather told him. His grandfather was sleeping at the time.
Big head. It's a big head. It's a So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah. Heed.
Heed.
I just posted this picture on Twitter and Facebook, so you can see it.
They fastened a rope to his chest, grabbed his clothes, widened the bars. Kid's fine. Everybody's doing well.
Oh, no, that ain't the picture I was looking at. I saw another fat Chinese kid. Some other story.
Yeah, there are a lot of.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
No, this ain't the picture I was looking at.
Well,
oh, my God. He is hanging there by his head. I'm surprised he didn't die or choke out. He must have been using his hands to pull himself up a little bit.
Like a hanging.
You know, so he's not choking. Yeah, it looks like a hanging. It does. It's brutal.
But don't use a fence for autoerotic asphyxiation.
They must not have the code on their Chinese balconies that we have.
It apparently it's the time of day. We did this, I think, yesterday. It's the time of day for the El Chapo family news.
Oh yeah, we did El Chapo U University.
Yeah,
together, right?
Today in El Chapo family news, the son of El Chapo is free from police custody.
Was he in the family biz?
Oh yeah,
of course he was.
Yeah.
You would.
Now, Ovidio. No, his name is Ovidio.
Okay.
No, Guzman. I thought we were about to look at a video.
So,
right.
Ovidio.
Was briefly detained by Mexican security forces in the city that is the hub of the Sinaloa cartel. But that's when the cartel gunman showed up and started battling with the security forces. So Mexican media says the police were forced to release Ovidio to avoid further violence.
Man.
Bush is not here, so I'll point out that over there they just call it media.
Yeah, and they call them, in China they call them balconies, they call them just cops, and they call them just fat kids. Yeah. We got to clear up all
over
those.
Here we just call them kids. You like that one?
Yeah, I did.
Spare
yeah,
the redundancy.
Yeah. So apparently Ovidio has been a big deal in the cartel since the arrest of his dad.
Someone's got to take over the family biz.
Right.
Yeah. So, security forces went and got him.
Mm-hmm.
His buddy said, we're going to have to get him back.
Get him back right.
Nothing to see here.
You got his dad.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert signed another contract.
How many years?
Through August of 2023.
That'd be 4 years.
He said CBS asked him to host The Late Show for a few more years, and he has every intention of honoring the subpoena.
That's a great line. I mean, so Mercurio's got an employment another for a couple more years. Besides his comedy gig, obviously. He's still on the road a lot.
We'll see.
Good for him.
Yeah. See if he makes the cut.
They just hate Trump every night. They just, you got to kill watch it. With their facts and their humor.
Well, you can always watch Tucker.
Yeah, you're not quite as funny.
If you need an alternative.
He's got his own facts.
White supremacy. Yeah.
There's Tucker and there's Laura.
There you go.
And they're funny.
Something for everybody.
Kyle, yep.
Something for everybody. That's what's great about America.
Racists are on TV. Yeah, it is great. That rocks. But it is freedom of speech.
A new study is suggesting blue light is speeding up the aging process. Researchers at Oregon State University announced their findings in a study linked to prolonged exposure to blue light coming from smartphones, computers, and other household fixtures.
That stuff.
Yeah, which is great because Tyler's just got three screens looking at him 5 hours a day in a dark room. I've got two. Craig's got one.
Yeah, and then our smartphones.
I'm not on a computer the rest of the day. Yeah. I was on a computer a little bit yesterday for a while.
No, I'm on a computer reading the rest of the day,
yes.
too. And I suppose that counts as a
LD. At, how long are you looking at a computer every day if you stay at work all day and don't drink?
Well, at 8 work hours? All day, and then you know at
home.
Night.
All right.
So that I'm 106 years old, apparently.
That beard used to be blonde, just in the computer.
Is a television considered blue light?
Yeah, there's blue light
oh,
there.
Christ.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
why they
no,
tell you
no,
not
no.
to leave the TV on at night because of the blue light.
Wow, but they've been around forever. We just been now we've been doing blue light.
Now we're figuring
not,
it out.
Yeah.
This study linked to prolonged exposure to blue light coming from smartphones, computers, and other household fixtures says the blue wavelengths produced by light-emitting diodes damage cells in the brain as well as the retinas.
Well, we're all screwed then.
Yeah, everybody watches TV.
So does a tube TV have this blue light, or is it just the flat screens?
Blue wavelengths.
How many tube TVs you got, Grandpa?
Well, I was just asking. No, we grew up watching tube TVs. I wonder if they were making you old at the time.
Yeah, it's the color blue coming out of your stuff. During the study that they did this on fruit flies. The insects exposed to blue light had much shorter lives than those kept in the dark.
Well, anybody doing a desk job is looking at a computer screen all freaking day.
Yeah.
The only way you're not is if you're construction.
Right.
Doing something outdoors.
Enjoying
which
the
is
sun.
Not a desk job.
No.
Outside just enjoying the weather until you're not.
They also found that if given a choice, the flies avoided blue light altogether.
Unless it's Candy Crush, then they play it all day long.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook. Oh, I'm going to
get How'd they get a keyboard that small for the fruit flies?
Good point.
Oh,
or a point.
Yeah. Nothing good about that.
No, nothing good about that at all.
Out of Ottumwa, Iowa.
Hey, that's the home of Roseanne and Tom Arnold. Yeah.
I think Tom Arnold is actually from there. Roseanne's from Denver. And they ended
No, she was from. She originally from Iowa, too. She made it in the Denver comedy scene.
Okay.
That's how they met.
Out of Ottumwa, Iowa, KTVO is reporting that about 3 p.m. Friday at the Dollar General, 23-year-old Nick Sheehy showed his genitals to a woman.
For under a dollar. Well, like, when you say genitals, do you mean nuts or do you mean the penis, too?
The whole package.
That stuck to the tape.
Thank you.
I guess genitals is the whole package, right?
You would think.
Yeah. That's a pretty good deal because it was the dollar store. Usually it costs you more to see a dude's genitals.
Did she want to see it?
Oh, that's a good point.
Really, what's the going rate? You tell us.
You digging in your wallet over there?
Well, you seem to know.
$10. I'll show them to you.
Nah, it's not worth that.
Might go
it's
to
worth
the,
twice that.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll show it to us for free.
Or eventually you can go to the dollar store.
Yeah, so, just walking down the hall, I haven't been in a dollar store a long time. I know it's just a bunch of crap in there, but and they sell like
this is two, Dollar General,
dollar
not
General.
The dollar store.
Okay.
Different, completely
that's different.
Different experience.
Well, they're all the same, basically.
No, this is not an everything is a dollar store.
Oh, yeah.
This is just Dollar General. Things
got
are a little
it.
Bit cheaper.
Yeah, got it.
So, they don't
I've
tell
been
you
one of those, yeah.
That everything's a dollar.
Right.
Because it's not.
Right.
Except for the genitals.
So the 23-year-old showed his genitals to a woman. He told investigators that he'd seen someone do the same thing in a pornographic film and thought this would just arouse the woman.
Man,
Zach Galifianakis.
And so now he's charged with a count of indecent exposure, a serious misdemeanor.
I saw this.
Maybe that's the hassle of just kids seeing porn too early, man.
I saw it in a pornography.
Pornography, right.
Yeah, but at 23,
you should know better.
Know that
right,
that's
right,
not
yeah.
how it works.
Please tell me, she
didn't
have her children
now.
With her?
She did.
Oh.
But we were leaving that part out. Move on.
Oh, that she had kids with her?
Okay. We were just going to leave that part out.
Was he cute? Because a lot of those girls,
I didn't
they don't
him.
Care about
No, we would not have heard about it.
Yeah.
Were he cute?
No.
she would have just called her friends and said,
this cute guy shoved his penis to the Dollar General.
I'm guessing the cute guy there walking in the general.
You talk about how aroused she was.
There's a fine line between calling your friends and calling the police.
Keep it in. Keep it in your pants today, by the way, in case you're at the Dollar General. I think they asked for that, too.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.